Women love being courted, and I do think that that is something that's lacking in our generation of dating is.
Of course, it's lacking because, like we saw in the Victorian era video, there were rules to the game. Now people want to skip the rules and just get to the prizes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to discuss male privilege today. Oh, I know, a lot of you are already triggered, whether on one side or the other. But my friends, we're going to really dissect the evolution of relationships. We're going to talk about how we have descended into the dating culture we've gotten into. And we're also going to ask the question of, is there male privilege? Is there female privilege? Is there both? Is there neither? We're going to really pull out all the stops today, and we're going to really dive into this topic. So we're going to see some videos on the shows today. And throughout this show, if there's something that sparks your interest, you have something you want to add to the conversation, I invite you to do so. Leave it in the comments. You can either cite the video, the part of the video you wanted to talk about, share your story, share your opinions. This is a space where I don't care if you vehemently disagree or if you agree with everything that I've ever said or will say on this show. It doesn't matter to me. You can choose and discuss it. And I love to read the comments. And I think this is a very important discussion for us to have because different people are going to come to different conclusions, usually based off of where they started from. Are you a woman? Are you a man? Who do you prefer to sleep with? Who are you trying to look for? All these things, and we're going to explore the arc of it all. So, without further ado, what I think would be the best course of action for us is to first discuss the female perspective on why they think that male privilege is real. And there's a woman here with a video. She's going to give us some examples of male privilege. So, gentlemen, in case you didn't know, apparently you have tremendous privilege. Apparently, I didn't know this. I knew this somewhat maybe existed in my grandfather's generation of the silent generation, not my generation of now. But apparently, I am mistaken. And apparently, any men who agree with me, we are wrong. So, with the full desire of me to change my ways and adapt to reality, I think we have to really give this woman a platform, and we need to discuss. Maybe we're wrong, gentlemen. Maybe we've been wrong the whole time. Time for us to open our minds to new possibilities. So, without further ado, ma'am, this is your floor. Please enlighten us.
My video yesterday responding to this man about male privilege had some of y'all fired up, and so many women commented so many better examples than the ones that I even used originally, so it's time for a part two. Did you know that women are 47% more likely to be seriously injured in a car accident because the crash test dummies used in safety testing are male crash test dummies designed to be the average male proportions, and female crash test dummies weren't even utilized until 2015. They're not government mandated, so not every brand uses them, and when they do use them, they're mostly tested in the passenger seat because the misogyny continues. And did you know that women are 1.7 times more likely to suffer adverse side effects of medications because the clinical trials used to determine the proper dosage were male-dominated trials? Because let's completely ignore the fact that men and women process drugs differently and have different metabolisms. So, yeah, super great. Have you ever heard of the pink tax? It's not actually a tax, but it's a statistically higher cost for female marketed products that are identical to male products. For example, female clothes that are identical to male clothes on average are 10% more expensive. And
if they're more expensive and they're exactly the same, then just buy the male version. If this is true, which I don't know if it is, maybe it is, I doubt it personally. But even if that's the case, then just buy the non-pink taxed product and then they'll have to lower their prices. It's called math. It's called competitive market. It's called a competitive market. If what you're saying is true, then ma'am, just go and buy the identical product in your own words that's not 10% more taxed. For the crash dummy thing, I'm not even gonna look. Let's be frank here. Is this really about equality? No, it's not, because if it was, then you would abandon your female privilege, which I know exists and we'll get into later. But here's my problem with this equality argument. There's equality when they want to cherry pick from the man's side. In other words, when there's something that benefits men, oh, we got to get in on that. I want some of that action. But then when the men get the drawbacks, all of a sudden they're like, oh no, but I'm still a woman over here. So that means that you have to still treat me like a woman, but I want everything that the men have that are good, but with none of the drawbacks and all the advantages of being a woman, with none of the drawbacks of being a woman, because that's misogyny, apparently. And all right, let's continue. Oh my, we're not even halfway through this video. Oh my, I already have a headache. How much more can I stomach?
And little girls' toys compared to little boys' toys tend to be 5 to 13% more expensive. And this inflation of cost, it on average is estimated to cost women $1,300 a year for identical products just because they're marketed to women.
Then don't buy them. Then don't buy the, if this is true, then just don't buy them. I don't understand. So you're voluntarily giving $1,300 more when you know it's more expensive?
Oh, hell no.
This makes no sense, but okay.
And now let's talk about how men are praised for doing the bare minimum, like babysitting their kids or helping with chores, as if they're not their kids and their chores.
Oh, it's not our kids in divorce court. It's not our kids when we get charged with a domestic violation. It's not our, they're not our kids then. It's my kid when I have to pay for them, clothe them, feed them, take care of them. But when you want to divorce me, suddenly they're not my kids, they're your kids. Even though I paid for them, I helped raise them, I gave them the access to the education and the money and the clothes and everything. But they're your kids, so they're my kids when I need to pay for them, but they're your kids when you want to bounce on me because you're bored and want to go back to the streets. Okay. Oh, okay. Is that how that works? Thanks for letting me know.
That just need to be taken care of. And when men reach high-powered positions, are you ever accused of sleeping your way there because you couldn't have possibly gotten there on skill, merit, or qualifications? Of course not. Or the fact that girls mature faster than boys, but...
That is 100% false, by the way. Most women are children with breasts at best. And I'm not saying that to demean them. I'm saying that because that's just a matter of fact. They don't like to take accountability for anything. And as for the sleeping up part, we can't sleep. Okay, this makes no sense. So in other words, because I don't get accused of sleeping my way up to the top, I'm not a rainbow rider. Why would you assume that? Usually because men don't sleep with other men most of the time. Pause. Most men don't sleep with other men. So of course you're not going to accuse me of that. Most men don't do that. So that's a stupid argument. And there are women who actually do that. And have been proven to have done that. You know, like certain potential vice presidents, you know, allegedly, you know, that are in office right now. Oh, yeah. Look up Willie Brown and her connection to Willie Brown, former governor of California. Then you didn't hear it from me, though. In case the government wants to come to my door, you didn't even hear it from me.
But when we're younger, girls are just told, oh, you just have to be patient. They mature slower than you.
Women are not told this. Okay, keep going, ma'am, please.
Instead of telling little boys, oh, women actually mature quicker than you, so no, you should be looking up to them as...
No, you don't mature faster. Maybe physically, not mentally. Is that why you cry over everything? Because you're so mature. Okay. No, please continue with your BS.
Role models and leaders and see how they handle situations. No, you never told that. Or what about how when little boys like little girls, they're mean to them and little...
No, that's just Chad and Tyrone. You know, the guys you're attracted to up until you're 30, 35. You could choose not to be attracted to those guys, but you choose to let them in anyway in every sense of the word. But apparently it's still my fault.
Girls are just told, oh, when they're mean to you and they like you. And then we're confused why so many women love toxic men as if it's not something you're taught to do. Yeah, how about instead we teach little boys that's not how you treat women. If you...
Oh my goodness. That's what men are taught every day of the week. Men are taught every day of the week to treat women like queens. What? You're talking about a very small percentage of Chad and Tyrone who can get away with this bad behavior and are rewarded for this by you and your cohorts who probably liked this video. Again, gentlemen, they want to talk to us about us not taking accountability, but yet, have you heard a single aspect of anything where she's taking accountability? one time? No. I'll admit, there are some men who have bad behaviors. Of course there are. Yeah, absolutely. But you know what's funny? They're not punished for that bad behavior by women. If they were, they'd stop doing it, but they're not. Gentlemen, if women rewarded good men, we would see more good men with higher body counts, but we don't. We see Chad and Pookie, who are not great dudes, usually drug dealers, bad men, whatever. They're the ones with the highest body counts getting the most women. But yet the women want us to be good men when they don't reward those good men. So, ma'am, there needs to be some accountability taken here for you to be taken any more seriously in this argument. Because right now, you're blaming men for everything when you're the ones who are the gatekeepers to the intimacy you're talking about. Because if men tried to bypass that, that's called a crime. Alright, I've had enough of this, man. I mean, that's the best you got? Okay, let's go to this gentleman right here when he done So you heard about male privilege. Male privilege you heard about. Let's hear about female privilege from this gentleman right here. Let's see what he got to say.
What do women bring to the table these days? A woman would be repulsed by a man who did not consider it his duty to protect her, and by a man who considered it her duty to protect him. She'd also be repulsed by a man who didn't want to provide for her financially, and by a man who expected her to provide for him financially. So there are obvious expectations that women have of men that are essentially deal breakers when it comes to attraction. And what's interesting is that men are completely on board with these things. Men live to protect and provide for women, and none of them are fighting to unburden themselves of these duties. But on the other side of the equation, women have suddenly abandoned all duties to their men. It used to be pretty straightforward. Keep your home beautiful, keep your man fed, demonstrate extreme loyalty. But modern women have become furious at these ideas. So this is what men mean when they ask, what do you bring to the table? If cooking, cleaning, and avoiding interactions with other men are not your duties, then what are? Because men embrace the things that you demand of them, and you reject everything that we demand of you.
I mean, does anybody refute anything he just said? I think he's pretty spot on. Homeboy's pretty spot on with that one. I mean, look, let's be frank here. How many men can identify with what he just said? And there's truth in humor, because there's another video where, if we really want to get political for 2 seconds, which, you know what, we'll do it, why not? Let's look at what some truth and humor with what this gentleman has to say, this comedian. I've never heard of him, but I'm sure he's pretty good.
People always say, name one thing a white male can't have.
Okay, then bring it. The second a white guy even starts to have one, the entire internet is like, your privilege is showing. Let a white guy express himself. Because if you don't, they bottle up all their feelings. And then they walk into a voting booth every 4 years, and the rest of us are like, how the f*** did this happen? That's how!
I mean, he's on the money, in my opinion. Shout out to that guy. But I mean, look, when we get into this conversation of privilege, first of all, that word's kind of a buzzword, and it automatically kind of immediately turns people's logical faculties off. So we need to address that first and foremost. But we need to identify that just men and women are different. They have different needs, different advantages, different disadvantages, and this just kind of comes with the territory. But one of the biggest issues, especially, that I've highlighted on this show is the cherry picking that happens, where when men try to do this, and some men can get away with it because they're attractive enough, they have high enough status, some men can rise above and can cherry pick a little bit, but most men can't cherry pick. Women, on the other hand, men let women get away with cherry picking because they want intimacy from women. They want to naturally protect women, as that man highlighted earlier, and so they let them get away with bad behavior, and a lot of women exhibit bad behavior because they've never been checked. And so going back to that, what that woman said about male privilege, ma'am, of course men have some advantages. That's just true. Women have advantages too. This is just par for the course, par of the territory of being different, having different life experiences, different biochemistry, different expectations and societal stigmas. This is just part of the game. The problem is a lot of women cherry pick, and this is why the evolution of relationships has shifted so heavily, is because back in the day, there was stigma. There was, hey, you have this expectation as a man, and you have this expectation as a woman, but now we're in this mosh posh of, well, gender shouldn't matter, but it matters when I say it matters, and then it doesn't matter over here when I say it shouldn't matter. People are constantly moving the goalposts, so when you're trying to kick a field goal to win the game, you're trying to check the field goal, and you're like, where do I kick? Where do I go? How do I win the game? And the answer a lot of men are finding out is you can't win the game. No matter how many times you kick the ball, no matter how many times you try to aim, no matter how many times you try to change and manipulate the system, it doesn't work. And that's why a lot of men are checking out, and a lot of men are figuring out, wait a minute, there's not as much male privilege as people would lead me to believe, which then leads men saying, hey, I want this traditional structure, which women don't like. This is why when we look at Gen Z, my generation statistics, we see that Gen Z men are more conservative and Gen Z women are more progressive, but they're selectively progressive. They want you to be the traditional man so they can get the traditional benefits of protection, provision, and whatnot from men. But then on the flip side, you as a man, you shouldn't expect to get intimacy, getting cooked for, cleaned for, cared about, loyalty. That stuff's optional. And then we'll begin to the conversation of dating versus courtship, which I've been hearing a lot of women talking about. I don't know if it's because Bridgerton's getting another season or whatnot, because this, if y'all never heard of Bridgerton, it's basically Victorian era dating and courting in England. And it's a very popular Netflix series. Those of you who've never seen it, let's give a little overview of what Victorian era courtship is that they sort of model in this series. But then a lot of women are now using, usually women over 30, 35, and 40, they're using this to say, hey, this is what we want from our men. We want you to act like a Viscount, a Marquis, a Duke, or a Count, but we don't want you to then own us or treat us like property, but at the same time, we want you to go through all these steps and hurdles that we're about to outline. Let me know what you think.
The Victorian era, a time when dating was less swipe right and more write a heartfelt letter and wait 3 weeks for a reply. Love was serious business with formal engagements and family reputations at stake. Ladies had to be introduced into society before you could make your move. And even then, you'd need a formal introduction with a chaperone watching. Talk about pressure. Women...
Yeah, see, right out the gate. You see how different this is? A lot of women eat this up, by the way. A lot of men would like this, too. The problem is, people don't want to make sacrifices on both sides of the aisle. People don't want to make sacrifices. See, on this stage, men are sacrificing the instant gratification of trying to, you know, lay the pipe down, whereas the women, on the other hand, they're giving up their so-called sexual liberation. They're giving that up. But now people want this romance novel type of behavior without the restrictions, without the social limitations that come with it. And that is what is leading a lot of people to be unhappy, because they're creating this Frankenstein system of half courting, half dating, leaving people doubly unhappy. The whole thing is really ridiculous, but let's continue.
Women used fans for flirting. Open fan, she's interested. Closed fan, move along, buddy.
Oh.
Gifts were tricky territory. Accepting a gift was akin to saying, yes, I'm genuinely considering this alliance, a major commitment in the Victorian emotional stock market. So the next time you moan about modern dating, just be glad you're not navigating the minefield of Victorian courtship.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would rather have that experience, but I'm thankful for that background. Shout out to this gentleman, History Unleashed official, for that. But what really is devious is when people take this secular system of courting, dating, whatever, and then they want to sprinkle in the God element to try to emotionally blackmail people. Now, I'm all for rigid structure and whatnot when it comes to society. I don't see that as inherently negative. For me personally, I don't need it. I'm a pretty structured guy. But for a lot of people, they require these rigid rules and systems in place to keep them accountable, to keep them in place. And this is why a lot of people, I think, in my opinion, are struggling, is they don't see this structure as friendly. They see it as imposing. And so instead, what they do is they say, I want to pick between the traditional and the non-traditional as much as I see fit, and I'm going to make it work. The problem is most people can't make that work. They try, but then they end up doubly unhappy because they have half of this and a quarter of that and a teaspoon of this, and then it doesn't work. See, people want all the good with no bad, no negative. For everything good, you have to have something negative. For every advantage, you have to have a limitation, because that's how systems work. problem is people don't want that because it doesn't make them feel good. And then before you know it, you have people trying to use... Before you know it, you end up in a situation like this. Let's hear what this gentleman has to say. I think he's a pastor. Let's see what he has to say.
I think you should court or date a person at least through 4 seasons.
Oh, not the over 40-year-old woman giving him props. Oh, no.
Let me see how you act in the wintertime.
Not the single mothers clapping for the pastor. Oh, no.
Let me find out what comes out of you when the sun comes out in the summertime. People can behave for about 90 days, but let me see how you are for 12 months. Come on, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. You need that. Let me see a cycle go through.
Okay. Not to get too political for too long, but this is why a lot of black men in particular are not going to the black church, is because it's full with single mothers and women over 30 to 35 who expect a lot from these men. And this isn't just exclusive to black men, it goes across the spectrum to all, pretty much all men. But I feel especially for the black men on this channel who might have experienced this, because I know some of them and they've told me some stories and it's pretty bad. And you can look on the internet and it's even worse. But when people like to cherry pick and they say, we want the romance, but then we don't really want what happens after the romance. Because one of the biggest lies that people fell for in their youth with Disney, Time Warner, News Corporation and all that, is this idea of the happily ever after. There is no such thing. You can continue to try to work that, but reality sets in. The bills show up. The hard times happen. Life is experienced, and before you know it, you're dealing with things that are very very unexciting, very unhappy, and it can lead you to wanting and thinking that there are greener pastures elsewhere. You kind of start getting this fear of missing out, like you're not happy where you are, and you could find happiness somewhere else. Instead of producing it for yourself, you then lead to thinking, well, if my dating's not working, I'll have fine courtship, without realizing that dating stems from prostitution, number one. During the courting season, that's what dating used to mean. I'm dating her. I took her out on a date. That's what that used to mean back in the day. A lot of people don't know that. You can look that up. Courting, on the other hand, had rules. It had close eyes watching and everything to make sure there was as little foul play as possible. Probably still happen behind closed doors, let's be real here. But dating was different. But now, people who are dating, who are on the carousel, who are on the rooster roller coaster for years, all of a sudden, they all want to pivot to the courting when women were like 18 in courting back in the day. They never went through this carousel riding, Chad chasing culture, but now they want to court, and now you have women like this producing this type of content. Let's listen to this.
Women love being courted, and I do think that that is something that's lacking in our generation of dating, is men just don't court women like they used to. And I think if more men did, there'd be more success stories. Yeah, I think it's important for girls to be a little bit more headstrong and a little bit less of a pushover. And I think guys kind of like that. They like to chase. It's just like in their DNA.
Yes, absolutely. I think that we tried to modernize and at one point being like, you can sleep with them on the first day, and you can.
Yeah.
That's fine. Go for it. I could care less. But there is something in guys' brains wired like this where if you don't sleep with them on the first date, they're like, hey, what's up? They're texting you. You didn't give them all the marbles. Yeah. I think that's as old as time.
No, not entirely. I know this might be painful, but we're going to watch it again and I'm going to refute. I wanted them to get all the way through. Let's break this down.
Women love being courted, and I do think that that is something that's lacking in our generation of dating.
Of course it's lacking, because like we saw in the Victorian era video, there were rules to the game. Now people want to skip the rules and just get to the prizes. They don't want to play the games, earn the tickets, and cash those tickets in for prizes. They just want to go straight to the prize booth and get what they want. On both sides of the aisle. Now, people want to have all the excitement, all the butterflies and everything all at once. They don't, instead of spacing it out as time goes on, they want it all up front. Now, this is true on both sides of the aisle. But the problem is a lot of women who want courting are not, they're past that point. Courting was a thing you did back in the day, up front. Before you were introduced to society, immediately you were on the market and people would court you, they would pursue you and whatnot, and the reputation was what mattered. But a lot of people, the reputation aspect is very much gone, because you can just move from city to city, county to county, state to state, country to country, and guess what? Reputation doesn't mean anything. You can totally reinvent yourself. Versus back in the day, people did not do that. They had a reputation, a family reputation to uphold, versus now people don't really have that anymore because of the individualist culture we have and the 304 culture we also have. Let's continue.
Is men just don't court women? Like,
well, because they don't need to, number one, and because number two, a lot of women don't deserve it or haven't earned it.
They used to, and I think if more men did, there'd be more success stories.
No, there wouldn't, because a lot of men already do that, and they still end up in divorce court or in a sexless marriage.
Yeah, I think it's important for girls to be a little bit more headstrong and a little bit less of a pushover. And I think guys kind of like that. They like to chase.
Hey, gentlemen, we also need to clarify one thing. When women say men, they're not talking about you. They're talking about the guys that are attracted to Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray, Giga Chad, whatever. They're talking about guys they're attracted to. They're not talking about the average guy who's watching this video. They're not even talking about maybe even the above average guy. They're talking about the elite guys, the 15 to 20% of the top earning, top good looking, top achieving men in their area, in the country, in the world. That's who they're talking about. They're not talking about Mr. Average, okay? They're not talking about that. So when we hear the term men, we think they're talking about us. They're not. They're talking about the top guys at the top who they're attracted to. And of course those guys can get away. It's almost like people are as loyal as their options. Isn't that a crazy thought?
It's just like in their DNA. Yes, absolutely.
No, correction. Men are taught to chase women who they want to mate with, yes. But a lot of times, men don't need to chase anymore. Number one, I thought we didn't believe in gender roles. I thought there was this idea of equality. What happened to that? What happened to living in an equal society? What happened to gender roles are toxic and evil? Well, that's a gender role. Me being a man and being the one to pursue you, that's a gender role. So in other words, they want you to be in your gender role. Again, so what I said like 5 minutes ago, they want you to be a traditional guy, but then they don't want to be traditional, or they want to cherry pick at the very least. This is the problem. And a lot of men are waking up to this and saying, wait a minute, this whole thing is based off of a fraud. So why am I participating in it?
I think that we tried to modernize it at one point, being like, you can sleep with them on the first day, and you can. Yeah, that's...
See, and they're justifying it. They don't want to hold anybody accountable who's one of them.
Fine, go for it. I could care less. But there is something in guys' brains wired like this, where if you don't sleep with them on the first date, they're like, hey, what's up? They're texting you.
Again, they're not talking about you. They're talking about Chad. Because most men, they've never experienced getting slept with on the first date. Never. Not for lack of trying, it just doesn't happen. Most men can't even get dates, period. Much less dates from women they actually want. Gentlemen, we need to understand that most women, they don't care enough to understand the male experience. So when we talk about male privilege, most women have no care in the world about what men go through. And we as men, we have to figure out the female privilege side. We see it almost everywhere that we go, especially with the cherry picking going on. And so when we ask the question of did women ruin dating, in a lot of ways, yeah. But we as men, we let them as well, by the way. It was men who gave women the right to vote and all these things. And I'm not saying that that's bad inherently. It is what it is. It happened. But this whole idea was based off of the corporations making more money and getting the children to out of the hands of the women and into the hands of the pit bosses, I mean the teachers, who then teach them to become employees for the employers, or the robber barons. My friends, please let me know what you think. If you disagree, if you agree, anywhere in between, totally on the outskirts, let me know. I'd love to hear it. In the meantime, I think I'm making my point. And I would advise you to do your own research, think for yourself, use up here, use your head, not your schmendrick for doing your thinking. Trust me, it'll save you a lot of trouble. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.